sharp sulam also. Now we have in our mission of La Treifa special machlokes. And Rav Lezer here was holding up Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. And Rav Lezer holds of La Treifa is no good. He has now said about La Treifa. What's like this? Laman diyama treifa yolda. If yolda treifa can give birth, nishkachas not going, shenir treifa. First baby became a treifa. Well, if say three, but then it became pregnant, and that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether this kid could be used for korban or not. Well, v'al pligi, this is the machlokes of v'al pligi. The Rav Lezer, so about zev is the ger mezosa. Since the mother was a treifa, even though the father was a kashrim, but zev is a ger mezosa. Rabban and Savri know, zev is a ger mezmuta. So since the father is also a germ and he's muta, even though the mother is a treifa, Rabban hold here, zev is a ger mezmuta. Therefore, they hold that the vlad treifa is muta. That's the Yod Kuntum on the Yom, that a treifa could give birth. But this really is the machlokes in the Gemara and Chulin, whether a treifa could give birth or not. So Rashi explains when it says now, Zev is a gurim, for lekel of flugi can't be a mikin, we can't say they argue, but you be erich imayu. Elim came Ibru, if she first came pregnant, rechakach nitrifa. To osum laman di yom yerechu, Ira had treifa the gufa, the treifas happened with the kid itself. Aval hecha the nitrifa, well let's say first the mother became a treifa. Well, if so, then later Ibra, lekamei yerachima, you can say sharei yesh by tzad heter. She has a tzad heter the kid right now. In other words, the fact the mother was a treifa already and then it became pregnant, that's not a psula on the kid itself. So the only tzad could be right now al zev zegurim. Zev was totally in zev zegurim. So Rashi explains why, because in the case where she was nitrifa first and then she became pregnant, so even though the mother attacked with a treifa, that psula should go over, but there's the father involved. If you hold Zev Zagurim as Mutta, it will be Mutta. See if the Machlekas here is in Zev Zagurim. See if you learn that Treifa could give birth, it's very good, that's the Machlekas in the Mishnah. Whether Zev Zagurim is also a Mutta. But Laman, the Yama Treifa, ain't a Chayu or any Yoledz. If you hold no Abhema, that's a Treifa. It can't give birth anymore. So what's Pshan the Mishnah then? So Mishkachas, it must be like this. The Goyin Shibra, the Machlekas is then there, that the mother was pregnant first. Well, the Pesach Nitrifa, after she was pregnant, then she became a Treifa. Now she could give birth. So what's the machlokes of Hopligi? The blessed Sabar Uba Yerachimihu. Uber is called Yerachimai. So therefore, since the mother became a treifa now, the treifa is like chal upon the Uber also. So therefore, as Uba Yerachimu, the treifa is chal upon the kid also, the fetus also. For Bon and Savri know, Uba Lav Yerachimihu. The Uba, the fetus, are not called part of the mother. So even though the mother became a treifa, the yeast is only upon the mother. But the kid, Lamaisa, there's no treifas chala on the kid itself. It's a shalim. So therefore, the kid is kosher for korban. So that's the machlekes. But you say, Uba Yerech Imay or not. Omer Afun Afun says, Moidim Chachom the Rebbe Lezer, Chachom agreed to Rebbe Lezer, that Befroyach Beitzas Treifa. Yeah, Befroyach, that's the young birds. Beitzas Treifa, a young bird that hatched from a Beitz, an egg that came out of an oif that was a Treifa. Shosa, that this Befroyach, the chick is also us, even the Chum agree to Reb Lezer. Why my timer? Ah, can't let plead to Reb Lezer. When the Chum argued Reb Lezer in the Mishnah by Behema, that even though the mother is a treifum, the yelled on the Vlad is no psal treifum, elab Vlad Behema. Only on the Vlad of a Behema, the fetus of the kid of a Behema, the Miavira Karabi. Because in the kid, like, even the case that we just said, where the mother was pregnant first, and then the mother became a treifum, the treifa tachom says is not chal upon the kid, because the kid is not called ubi yerachimoi, and therefore the kid is called by itself. And the pshat is, the Gemara says now, the me'avira karabi, that there's space, there's air there. Rashi says that vlad b'me'imoi, the fetus inside the mother's stomach, ain't odik b'gufa, is not really attached to the guf of the behema. Elotola b'yavir, it's like hanging in the air there. Therefore, the kid is not called part of the mother, therefore the yis is not chal upon the mother. The yis of treifa is not chal upon the fetus. Avo Batigmor says, the beitzas treifa, the egg that comes out from a treifa, migufa the tanagol is karabi, grows inside the body of the tanagol, the chicken leg, it's attached to it, it's odik in it. Therefore, afilu rabbonim, even rabbonim would agree, that this egg that comes out from the treifa has an yis of treifa on it. And therefore, the afreich that grows, the hatches, the chick that comes out of this, is also for korban. On this, that's what Rav Huna said. Oh, malei rov, Rav Huna says about Rav Huna, Tanya de misaim loch. First, I'll bring you proof Tanya, I'll bring you a proof to himself who learns like you. It says like this, Halacha, Molei Tarvud Rima. If you have a spoonful of worms, full of worms, Habo Miyotim Chai, came out of a person, worms that came out of a person, and the person right now was still alive, and Rashi says, and then he died. So Rabbi Lezer Mitam, Rabbi Lezer holds that these worms have now a Tumas Mace on it. So, of course, it's called part of the Yodam. The Chachamim Mitar, the Chachamim say, no, it's Torah. They hold, no, that the worms is not called as part of the Mace, and therefore the Chachamim hold that it's Torah. Rashi also, Rashi says, Tomei, the Gufa you. The Yakam, the Polygon Rabbonin, yeah, and the Gemara says, Akam, the Polygon Rabbonin, Lei, Elabarima. They only argue by these worms. The Pirsha Biyamu. Because worms is not really called like part of the body of the person. The worms is only like a discharge. Therefore the Chum say that the worms is not like the mace itself. But an egg that comes out of this, the tanagol, that was a treifah, but by the bird that was a treifah, the neguf for the tanagol, so it comes out of the guf, the body of the bird, after the Rabbanan might, even the Rabbanan would agree, that has the same malacha like the bird, the mother itself, and where the mother was a treifa, about the Yisra treifa would be chal upon the chick also, the egg also. Oh, Malay Abai, Abai said back to Rav, no. Oh, Malay Abai, Ad Rabbah, just the opposite, Ifcha Mistavit, the Svar, just the opposite, Fakel will be a stira, Akasha to Rav, no. The Svar is just the opposite. And like this, Ad Kanle Plig Rav Lezi Alad Rabbanu. When did Rav Lezi argue on Rabbanu and say that this spoonful of the worms of a person, of the body of a person, has Tumas Mace on it, El Barima, only by worms that came out of the person himself. The Ikre Adam Michaim Rima, that a person himself is called a worm. The Seer, the Pasuk says, V'tikvas Enosh Rina, or when Adam Talach, that a person acts like a big Balgaivanik, it says that he's also like a worm, son of a man, that's like a worm. Avagabe Beitza, but by the egg, Amos Godlo, when does the egg grow by a young bird? When does it grow? Lechi Nisrecho, only after the egg itself like first becomes like sircha means first like rots away, becomes rotten. Lechi Yisrecho, and once the egg first becomes rotten away, is offer biyamu, it's only called afer, it's called like dust. So therefore the chick that comes out like is not called coming out from the mother. It's called like what came out of the mother, the egg itself becomes like dust. And now it's created by itself. Therefore the Yisur is Paka. It's like dust biyama. Therefore the chicken that comes out, Havada would be Mutter. And therefore I feel the Rav Lezer Maida, that by a chicken, by the egg, therefore what grows out from the egg would be Mutter, there'd be no Issa. So I'd have just the opposite of Rav Huna. For Yoid also, Tanya learns Kilo like this. Yoid Tanya Behedja. That Moid, the Rav Lezer greets Chachamim, be a Froyach Beitza. The chicken that grows out of an egg, Trefa from the mother was a Trefa, Shemuta. That this chicken is Mutta. So you see clearly not like Rav Huna Svara. And the Svara is because the egg first, like rots away, becomes rotten. So therefore the Easter is Paka like Ofer. And what comes out of it is Mutta. Omulay said back to Menach Nami, Tanya Tanya, if you learn like this clearly, so very good, I'll agree to you that the Afroyach of a Beitza, the Afroyach Beitza, everybody holds this Mutta. Then it says in the Mishnah of Chalina, then I'm taking the same Mekshera, a Kashra Behema that was yearning to nursed from a Trefa, so the Behema becomes Puzzle. My time, what's the reason? Lem, if you want to tell me the Fatma Minor because it became fatter because of the Trefa, and Lemiat, if so, Hechilo Kashinia Verzor, say, take your animal, and you feed it stamped food from an Avodah Zorah. Hochinama, the Assyria, you want to say the animal becomes us? Like, so what? So what are the Galubits food from it? But the animal itself is still Mutta. So here also, just because it was a yonik from a treifa, that should make it also. So my answer is, Ela rather Tony Rabbi Chanina, Tritoyi Kaima de Rabbi Yechanan, could go in the cases here, Shenika Cholav Roseach, that this ksheru, this animal ksheru, used to drink the milk out of this behemoth treifa, Mishachos to Shachos, meaning every single morning. Hoyo v'yechoda lama dolem yesleis. Since from the drink of milk that I drank in the morning, it's possible to have enough nourishment for the whole day, so it comes out the whole nourishment of this behema came from this treifa. So in this case, that's John the Mishnah, that's where the Chalina holds, that the behema is also considered a treifa. Since the whole nourishment that got all its life was only from the behema treifa, it also has the psul treifa on it. It's also be possible for a carbon. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hakotchim shenasa treifer in poidim, kimi poidim with the klovim." We know in the middle. How do we know? The Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Tizbach, yilad a shecht of psuli amekdoshim, because after you poidur it, after the behemah became up, after the korban became a balmum, you could redeem it. What can you do with it now? Tizbach shecht it. We darshim v'leg gizi, not on a share of the wool. For your chalt, it says, "Lo leklovecha, you could eat and not give it to your klovim." Bosar only could use the meat. V'leg chol, if you can't use the milk, you can't milk it. We can't hear we learn out from this posik, Shein poidim es ha-kodesh l'chilim l'klovim. Like where the korban became a balmum. And now it's a treifa, that you're not allowed to eat it yourself, so you can't be poidir it. Because you're not allowed to be poidir kodeshim to give it to your dog. It says, v'chalt, you have to be able to eat it. Ikud yam is something like this. The posik says, Tizbach v'yachalt, it's one drosha. Ein lucha ben heter el mishat zvich v'ilach. Means only after the behem is dead, after the zvicha, then you're allowed to use it. In other words, it's only Mika Nisa, you can't have the geese or the milk you can't use. But once it's mate, you can do whatever you want with it. There's no reason not to give it to a caliph. This drasha holds, Kesava, this time holds Kesava, yes, not like our Mishnah, but they'll hold. Poidim is the Kodeshim Nachil Naklovim. You are allowed to be Poidim Kodeshim, even though it means to give it to Klovim. So Kitsa, did about Mishnah, like a Samachlekis, had a dash in this Pasik. Is the Pasik of Yechalt is saying, V'loy Leklovecha? Or else, no, there's no drasha, L'loy Leklovecha. You could even be poider it, even if you have to give it to your klofen. Even though it's a treifa, according to the sheet, you'll be able to be poider it. All right, we'll stop here.